it's time for everybody's favorite show, the Heather Nursery Gardening Corner. Now, here's the gardening expert, Dwayne Hastad, along with Paul Ramo, whose gardening knowledge stops at the produce section of the grocery store.
All right, Paul Ramo here in the studio, and we are kicking off the garden show on this Thursday morning with Dwayne Hastad from Heather Nursery and Greenhouse. Good morning, Dwayne.
Good morning, Paul. Good morning, everybody. It sure is nice out.
That's right. You can't beat it. The sun's shining.
No. So I'm actually standing outside going north out of Monty. I'm on my determination drive to go get seed potatoes.
So you're on the road today, huh?
Yeah, the seed potato company have given us every excuse in the world not to deliver potatoes, and they've been saying it's too cold to deliver potatoes, and I guess I said phooey on that, so I'm going to go get them today. So we will have seed potatoes first thing tomorrow morning.
All right.
In our shop.
Awesome. Yeah, so go ahead.
You know, like we were talking about before the show here, it's an old wise tale that you're supposed to plant your potatoes on Good Friday, and there's not too many Good Fridays that you can possibly plant potatoes, but you could possibly plant some tomorrow.
Oh, really? Okay.
Still plenty cold.
Yeah. So, still
frost.
What
I'm going to do in my garden, there's still frost there, and besides that, the soil temperature is way too cold. But just to satisfy that Good Friday old wise tale, I'm going to take one potato and plant it in the ground so I can say I planted potatoes on Good Friday.
Good one.
So yeah,
a lot of people do that, yep. Don't they?
They do, and we have a whole list. So I'm on my mission to go get potatoes, so we'll have potatoes in the shops tomorrow morning.
What kind of potatoes do you like to plant, Dwayne?
We have a lot of different varieties. There's a yellow one called Yukon Gold that's really buttery taste. I like that one. Yukon Gold. Viking is a large red potato. If you like a good keeper and good tasting red potato. A lady many years ago came in and wanted potatoes, and she said, "You got Vikings?" And I said, "No." She goes, I asked her, "Why should I have red Viking potatoes?" And she says, "Why not?" So
good.
Viking potatoes, great. Norlands are the little early ones that you dig up and have those little baby red potatoes. Those are great. Pontiacs is an old red one that's been around. People like that one. If you want a show potato, a white show potato, they're really uniform, you know, for 4-H or whatever. Dakota Pearl is a good one there. Kennebec's been around forever, is great. We have a newer one. It's a blue potato. Blue Majesty is called, if you want a blue potato for novelty type things.
Okay.
And then we have some fingerling potatoes that kind of a gourmet potato, kind of a long or oblong type potato. So,
okay.
And then we have russets for baking potatoes.
How about Idaho potatoes?
Idaho potatoes are, most of the potatoes that are grown in Idaho are russet potatoes.
Okay.
And Idaho potatoes, they have all these different types of potatoes, but McDonald's gets most of their potatoes from Idaho, and their most used to be Burbank potatoes, which is a russet, has a lower water content. So
okay.
If you do a baking type potato, they don't explode.
Okay. All right. As always, we're going to open up the phone lines this morning for any lawn or garden question you might have for Dwayne. Give us a call right now at 320-598-7301, and you can remain anonymous and just ask a question, and we'll get it on the air for you. Dwayne, here's a question. Well, first of all, we should go about with our plant of the week, Dwayne.
I was going to do potatoes, and then I had to switch the plans because I wasn't going to go get potatoes, talk about potatoes, but I think we kind of talked about that. But I also had tulips on there because our tulips are starting to come up outside, and they're activated by the temperature, so people are wondering, do I have to cover my tulips? Don't worry about them. They know more about what's going on than we do. They'll do just fine out there.
Okay.
So just leave them alone. They'll take care of themselves. So Then there are your other perennials. I know it got a little cold here now, but it's going to get 70, 80 degrees again pretty quick. And so if you have perennials that aren't covered up, I would definitely get them uncovered and let them get going. You're just covering up your perennials and that type of stuff to protect them from that 20 below weather. So we're not going to get that again.
All right. All right, here's our first question, and it's a question that we had from last week. We didn't get enough time to get it on the air, but this person wants you to talk about testing your soil. They feel my garden soil isn't the best soil, and they're looking to see what nutrients it might need.
There's a couple things when she told me that it's not the best soil, okay? It's either if it's too sandy, you probably need to amend it. That means like adding compost to it to get some organic matter in there. Or if it's too heavy, the other end of the spectrum, you probably need to add some sand to loosen up the soil structure. If you add gypsum, that'll help break up that soil structure. And that's basically talking about the soil itself. For the nutrient type things, you can take a soil test, but if you don't, there's different types of soil tests. And if you don't get the expensive one that tells you what's actually available in the soil, it's really not going to tell you anything, because I could probably guess at what's in there. I would amend your soil by either putting peat moss compost on your soil, and I do that every year, or composted manure, or if you have a compost pile. And then I would really use, it's called eco elements or earth elements that I develop that'll put the nutrients back in the soil, plus the biology in the soil that breaks down the nutrients and feeds it to the plant.
Mm-hmm.
So if that lady wants to call me, I'll tell her what to do.
Okay.
Or a guy, I don't know.
Yep. All right, the next question here we got, the resurrection lilies you talked about, when to plant. Are they bulbs? Do you have to dig them up in the fall? Resurrection lilies.
Do you know what a resurrection lily is?
Yeah, you talked about that last week, I think.
Do you know what it is?
The white lily?
Well, we talked about oriental lilies or trumpet lilies last week, which is the
yep.
Easter lily, okay? The Nelly lily is the specific one that was the Easter lily, okay? If you're going to try to grow that outside, it's a bulb. You got to put it, it's borderline hardy this year. You're probably not going to have a lot of good luck with that. But my mom planted it in the warmest place she got in your yard. She planted it against the house on the south side of her house. And it came up for a few years. And it looked like Easter lily. There's another one called resurrection lily that's a bulb. It's also called the naked lady or magic lily, because what it does in the spring, it'll shoot all these leaves up, and then those will die down. And then on August 13th, they'll pop up a spike, and they'll shoot up a pink flower. And we do have those. I have those in the greenhouse already in Dawson, if you're looking for a resurrection lily or the magic lily.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Terry and I used to always kid each other, because they're also known as the naked lady, because they first come up. They don't have any. They just have leaves. And then later it just shoots the stalk and has flowers. Yeah, we do have those. It is a bulb. It's very hardy. It'll come up every year. And mine bloom every August 13th.
Okay. Do you have to dig them up in the fall?
Nope. Okay. Nope. They're hardy.
Okay, they're hardy. Okay.
They like the sun.
Okay.
They like the sun.
All right. Another question here.
Heather has those, so
okay.
We got them.
Good. Phone's ringing here, so here's another question. It's a question about a tree, Dwayne. My autumn blaze maple tree, 14 years old. It looks dead this spring. Any ideas why?
A lot of things look dead in the spring. I would be patient. I wouldn't do anything. You can go to a branch, you know, a smaller end of the branch, and see if it snaps off. That's not a good sign. Check the bark, or go in and take your fingernail or a little knife and scrape the bark a little bit and see if it's green under one of those branches. I'd be patient, yet hopefully it's not dead after 14 years.
Okay.
Autumn blaze maples are kind of particular to what kind of soil they're planted on. I would say it's a nutrient soil problem.
Okay.
If they want to send me a picture or tell me where it's located, I can look at it too.
I got a question here, Dwayne. There's a tree in our neighborhood that just half the tree didn't lose its leaves. The leaves are still hanging on. Half the tree. What is that about? I always look at that tree and said, what is going on there?
Any idea what kind of tree it is?
No, I don't.
Some trees, you know, do hang on to the leaves, like a lot of oak trees, but that's probably not in your neighborhood.
No.
Norway maples, you know, they're stubborn enough. They don't like to lose all their leaves, and the leaves will hang on there. Or else, actually, part of that tree could have died, and it didn't have enough power to push those leaves off.
Okay.
And hopefully that's not it. You could do the same test that I just told you. You could scrape the bark on those branches and see if it's the bark underneath is green. If it is, be patient, then the tree probably will push those leaves off by itself.
Okay. Well, Chris just had me another question. Here we go, Dwayne.
Yeah.
When to apply grub control to your lawn?
You know, they're out there already. It's cold. It's actually cold, but you know what? The skunks and the raccoons are already digging. I've had a lot of calls on this one already. And there's different types of grub killer, okay? Probably need one that's called Dilox or Grub Killer 2. And I had a person take out one of our spreaders yesterday and brought Grub Killer and putting it on. Should put it on. If you buy Dilox, okay, that's a specific variety, you have to have a rain. You got to water it in. And if you're not going to water it in, you're just wasting your money, okay? Mm-hmm. Put your grub killer on right before a rain, or if you're going to turn your water on, which you're probably not going to do yet, you got to water it and get it down to where the grubs are. And the grub, it's too cold. A lot of grubs are way in there. So these skunks and raccoons are really digging holes in the lawn trying to get these, finding these grubs.
Yeah. Okay.
Probably plenty early, but if you're in desperate need, put it on before the rain.
Right. I know last week you talked about lawns, and it's a good time just to rake your lawn good. You said you did that. What is the purpose for raking a lawn? What's the purpose?
Raking the lawn, clean it up is the main thing. You know, get all those dead leaves off there. Also raking the lawn and getting a lot of that dead debris, which is called thatch. Just loosen that thatch up. Get some oxygen into the soil. Just to get a good cleanup so you can put fertilizer and grass seed down.
Okay.
Good. And gives you exercise.
Yeah. All right, got a couple minutes.
I had too much exercise last week.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Well, I got a couple minutes here, Dwayne. Tell us what's happening at all three of the locations at Heather Nursery and Greenhouse.
Well, it's definitely Easter time. A lot of Easter lilies. We still have a good selection of Easter lilies and hydrangeas and other blooming plants, like our tri-colored mums are really pretty. So if you want to, or our fresh flower department, doing a lot of, you know, with flower arrangements with tulips and roses and mums and daffodils. And so if you want to bring your host some flowers, you can pick them up. Or if you want to deliver some to somebody special on Easter, we can also do that. We do deliveries in all out of our stores and through this whole area, and we also belong to Telefloral, which is connected worldwide, so we can have flowers delivered almost anywhere. So flower shops are busy with Easter, and we're busy in the greenhouses
landscaping,
planting away, starting landscaping, just the beginning of that, and mainly greenhouse work and Easter right now.
Okay. All right, Dwayne.
And getting potatoes today.
Yeah, you go get
my goal.
You go get the potatoes.
I'm getting them, so tomorrow morning you can get your potatoes so you can plant potatoes on Good Friday.
All right. Real good, Dwayne. You have a happy Easter, and thanks a lot. We'll talk to you next Thursday.
Yeah. Happy Easter to everybody out there. Thank you.
Yep. Dwayne Hasted with our garden show on this Thursday morning, and Shop Heather Nursery and Greenhouse.
This is KLQP, Madison Dawson. News and weather up next, brought to you by your good friends at Heartland Eye Care Center.